Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco Panamericano's conference call to discuss the third quarter 2012 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.panamericano.com.br/ir, with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star then zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now I will turn the conference over to Mr. Willie Jordan, IR officer, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Willie, you may begin your conference call, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. I would like to thank you all for participating in this conference call of Banco Panamericano and its subsidiaries for the third quarter of 2012. Starting with the highlights of the third quarter on page three of our presentation, we had on July 19th the conclusion of the acquisition of BFRE with the transfer of all of its shares to Panamericano. Thus, as of that date, we began consolidating the balance sheets and results of BFRE and its subsidiaries, as already shown in the financial statements of this quarter. We saw in the third quarter a significant growth in credit assets origination, which reached a monthly average of 878.5 million reais, already including BFRE's monthly average production of 77 million reais. This quarter's origination was 70% higher than the previous quarter's average origination and 37% higher than the production in the third quarter of 2011. The origination growth is the result of Panamericano's strategic redirectioning and operational restructuring evolution, including the incorporation of BFRE's operations, together with the gradual improvement in economic activity and the stabilization of the default rates of individuals in Brazil. With all this, we could accelerate the production in the main business lines. In vehicle financing, which remains our main segment, production was 52% higher than in the second quarter, with the grant of more than 1.2 billion reais in new loans. We maintained a spread-out base of origination, where the 10 largest groups of dealers and resellers accounts for only 10% of our overall origination. We also kept a balance between new and used cars in our credit portfolio. The payroll loans operations, as a result of the areas processes restructuring, grew by 44% over the previous quarter, reaching a monthly average production of 155 million reais in the third quarter. The corporate loans area had also a very good quarter, with a monthly average production of more than 190 million reais, representing a growth of 80% over the previous quarter, reaching a credit portfolio of 1.4 billion reais, a 150% growth in the last 12 months. Thus, the total credit portfolio totaled 13.2 billion reais, already including BFRE's portfolio of 1.2 billion reais, which represents an increase of 22.5% over the previous quarter. The balance of the credit portfolio with retained results which excludes from the total portfolio the credits assigned with recourse and thus represents the credit portfolio that yields revenues for Panamericano, reached 11.8 billion reais in the third quarter, a growth of 29% over the previous quarter and 52.5% over the same quarter of 2011. Our funding base also rose following the growth in the need for assets financing, reaching 14.1 billion reais. As part of our reorganization process, we recorded a consolidated net loss of 198 million reais in the third quarter, impacted mainly by our decision to assign a relatively low volume of credit portfolios in the quarter, totaling 343 million reais, and also by the still high allowance for loan losses. It is worth noting, nevertheless, that this expense fell by 3.3% in the quarter, already reflecting the trend indicated by the improved credit quality of the portfolios originated since the end of 2011. Our consolidated shareholders' equity was, thus, of 2,528 million reais at the end of September. We believe that Panamericano's recovery process has evolved as expected. The accumulation of a credit portfolio with higher retained results, driven by the higher assets origination, the gradual improvement of our default rates, and more attractive funding costs should be reflected in gradually better operational results in the coming quarters. Moving to page 4, it shows our shareholding structure in September. There were no significant changes in the shareholding structure in comparison to the previous quarter, and thus we maintained the participation of investors domiciled in Brazil slightly above 50%, while the distribution between individuals and corporate shareholders also practically didn't change, with the free float remaining quite concentrated in corporate investors. On page 5, we have the main income statement items. In the comparison of the third quarter of 2012 with the second quarter 2012 and with the same quarter of 2011, the main changes, as we mentioned before, were due to the different values of credit portfolio assignments without recourse performed in each period. So, there were assignments of credit portfolios with the book value of approximately 343 million reais in the third quarter of 2012, compared to the absence of credit assignment in the previous quarter and the assignment of portfolios in the amount of 576.3 million reais in the third quarter of 2011. This effect of credit assignments is directly reflected in the line of lending operations, which has also benefited over the quarters here compared by the accumulation of a greater credit portfolio with retained results, as we mentioned before. This evolution will be shown in the next slide. The line of derivative transactions, as always remembered here, reflects basically the results from our derivatives portfolio, which aims to hedge the exposure of foreign currency denominated debt. So this result in derivatives has an almost symmetric counterpart in the line of funding operation expenses. So we need to always look at the sum of these two lines where we see that there is no important variation. Nevertheless, as the exchange rate between the real and the US dollar was almost flat in the quarter, we see this smaller derivative transactions result, and in counterpart, a lower funding operations expense. The allowance for loan losses was 427 million reais in the third quarter, which is still high, and of course negatively impacted the results of the third quarter. It is worth noting, however, as I said before, that after reaching 441.4 million reais in the previous quarter, this expense is already coming down, reflecting the trend indicated by the improvement in the early indicators of the credit portfolios originated since the end of 2011, which will have a lagged effect on provision expenses in the end of 2012. The behavior, as I said, the behavior of these early indicators suggests that this reduction in the allowance for loan losses should gradually improve over the coming quarters. With the low volume of credit assignments during the quarter, also which aims to accelerate the portfolio accumulation, and the still high allowance for loan losses, we had the negative result of 197.9 million reais in the last quarter. In the next page, we have the asset origination for the quarter. Our origination of credit assets grew significantly, as I said before, to reach the monthly average of 878.5 million reais, 69.9% higher than the 517 million reais origination in the second quarter of 2012, and 37% higher than the 641.1 million reais origination in the third quarter of 2011. This growth was substantial in all the main business lines, including vehicle financing, payroll deductible loans, corporate loans, personal credit and consumer loans, as well as the already mentioned addition of real estate financing operations originated by BFRE. The credit quality of our portfolio starts to benefit, as we can see in the chart in the bottom right corner of the page, from the more conservative approach in credit origination, which has been adopted since the end of 2011. This approach includes more restrictive credit approval criteria, as well as the growth in lower risk market segments, such as new cars financing, payroll loans, and corporate loans. On page 7, we have more information on asset origination in vehicles. As we can see in the chart in the bottom of the page, the significant increase in origination was achieved even with the maintenance of more conservative criteria for approval of new loans, which reflected in lower tenors and higher down payments along the year. Moreover, we have maintained our strategy for light vehicle financing, which is based on the pursuit of a balanced mix of new cars and used cars financing. On page 8, we can see that Panamericano disbursed 485.8 million reais in new payroll deductible loans in the third quarter of 2012, 44.2% more than the 322.3 million disbursed in the previous quarter. The gradual expansion in payroll deductible loans is being driven by the ongoing restructuring of the area, which includes a revision of the credit approval processes and the operational procedures of each body. Personal loans and consumer financing accounted for 132.5 million reais of the new loan disbursements between July and September, 33.9% higher than in the previous quarter. It is worth to highlight that the growth in our origination through our own branches helps us, since its cost is already embedded in the bank's fixed structure. With regards to lower production in September in payroll deduction loans, I would like to highlight that September had only 19 working days in comparison to 23 in August, for example. Thus, origination per working day didn't change significantly in the end of the quarter and is expected to be maintained or to increase in the fourth quarter. In the following page, page 9, we see our corporate loans, where loan origination came to 573.4 million reais in the third quarter of 2012, as I said before, 18.1% higher than in second quarter 12, and 63.2% more than in the same quarter of 2011. As a result, the portfolio closed September at 1.4 billion reais, 22.4% and 151.7% up on the second quarter 2012 and the same quarter in 2011, respectively. Looking at the opening of our portfolio by industry, we can see that the portfolio is well diversified by sector, with important participations in agricultural and construction and development. Moving to page 10, we can see that BFRE granted 231.9 million reais in new real estate financing in the third quarter of 2012, being 98.3 million reais in credits for corporate clients and 133.6 million reais in credits for individuals. These last ones divided between 99.8 million reais in home equity loans called Crédito Fácil, 30.3 million reais for the acquisition of new houses, and 3.4 million reais in other types of credit. This way, the loan portfolio in real estate financing reached 1.2 billion reais in the end of September, being 744.7 million in real estate financing for corporate clients and 455.4 million reais in real estate financing for individuals. This value is 4.1% lower than the balance of the portfolio in the previous quarter, and was impacted by the assignment of real estate credit portfolios in the value of 342.8 million reais in the third quarter 2012 without recourse, as we said before. On page 11, we have the opening of our credit portfolio. In the first table, we can see that vehicle financing continues to be our main business segment, the largest segment in our credit portfolio, with 56% of the on-balance credit portfolio, a percentage that has been falling along the last quarters, even though origination was much higher, but it is falling as long as we advance in our business diversification, and some other business segments have had a higher increase in loan origination. Vehicle financing is followed by payroll loans, which is the second largest segment with 14% participation, and corporate loans, which represent our third largest portfolio of 1.4 billion reais. The largest change to our credit portfolio was due to the entrance of the real estate portfolio coming from the FRE of 1.2 billion reais, already representing 9.1% of our total portfolio. The total credit portfolio reached 13.2 billion reais in the end of the third quarter, 22.5% larger than in the previous quarter, and 25.9% larger than the 10.5 billion reais credit portfolio in the same quarter of 2011. More importantly, the balance of the credit portfolio with retained results in the bottom left chart, in the chart in the bottom left corner of the page, has increased by 29.3% in comparison to the previous quarter, and by 52.5% in relation to the same quarter of 2011. With regards to funding on page 12, it continues to show the exchange of more expensive liabilities inherited from the past for lines with more attractive market costs, reflecting the better credit risk perception of Panamericana. Our funding in DPGE, which is the funding instrument guaranteed by the FGC, were 784 million reais in September, 55.7% lower than the balance in the third quarter of 2012 and of 2011, reflecting exactly this change for more attractive funding alternatives. I think it's worth to highlight that the smaller decrease in the third quarter was due to the low concentration of maturities of such instruments in the third quarter. For the fourth quarter of 2012, we have a larger concentration of maturities, so we will see this funding from DPGE falling more significantly. The total balance of funding was of 14.1 billion reais in the end of the quarter, following the higher needs for financing for our asset portfolio. On page 13, we have the opening of our Basel ratio, which was 14.97% for the financial conglomerate and 12.19% for in the consolidated economic and financial, while the operational margin stood at 603.3 million reais for the consolidated financial figures and 163.9 million reais for the consolidated economic financial figures. On page 14, finally, we have a chart that demonstrates the performance of our stock in the last 12 months. The financial volume negotiated in the third quarter of 2012 was 206.1 million reais, with a daily average of 3.3 million reais, which was 30.9% above the daily average of the previous quarter, showing an important increase in the liquidity of our stock after the completion of our capital increase. On September 30, 2012, the market value of the bank was 2.7 billion reais. Our stock started the quarter quoted at 5.10 reais and ended the quarter at 5.08 reais, a devaluation of 0.4% during the period. I will now turn the floor back for the question and answer session. Thank you once again.
Hey, thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star, then one on a touch-tone phone. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the question queue by pressing star, then two. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Again, if you'd like to participate in today's Q&A, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. Again, that is star, then one. Again, we will just pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Well, it appears that we have no questions at this time. I would now like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Billy Jordan for his final remarks. Sir?
Well, thank you all once again, and we hope to see you again in our next quarter's conference call. Until then, our IR team is available by phone, email, or any means to clarify any doubts that you might have over our results. Thank you very much.
And we thank you, Mr. Jordan, and to the rest of management for your time, sir. This concludes Banco Panamericano's conference call. You may now disconnect your line. Thank you, everyone, and have a great day.